Pizza. Welcome to Discussions. I am your girl, Christy Love, baby. And we're going to kick off this new year with the Tezman. How you doing, sir?
Better than Diddy.
I think we all are better than Diddy. We also got a special guest with us today, Mr. Ray of Ray, Delmar Ray. How you doing today, sir?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're good. Thank you so much for being here. Happy 2024. Let's get this thing popping and rolling or whatnot. Did he do it? Did he not? What's your thoughts?
I just want to say I've never met the man.
Me neither.
And I've never been so fucking happy to not have ever met a person.
Oh my gosh. I can feel you on that.
So Diddy said.
Yes. It's just, for me, you know, you hear everybody with the little quips and stuff. Did he do it? Did he not?
That's my favorite. When 50 dropped that, that shit had me rolling. Listen. Did he do it?
Right. But for me, I was like, Diddy, damn. What the hell, man?
This shit is crazy, man. Like, the shit messed me up was when Homeland Security raided his house, because I was like, what the fuck was he doing to those girls?
Right.
Like, Homeland Security was actually like,
yes,
like that's like anti-terrorism shit.
Correct. And that, for me, that was when it got really real. Now, granted, when Cassie had already came out and said what had happened, you know, all that.
It was already real for me. That's when it got weird.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. It was cringy. It was cringy as hell.
It was like, wait, Homeland Security, like, because I know Homeland Security, that's like, you know, they be fighting Al-Qaeda and shit back in the day. I was like, so what the fuck was Diddy doing that Homeland Security had to get involved in?
Had to get involved, correct. Apparently he was doing a lot.
So, like, that's, well, allegedly.
Well, okay, right.
You got to say allegedly.
Correct. But we do have to say allegedly because it hasn't been confirmed, but I'm going to tell you what, the rumor mills have been hot, because last night I was reading the comments that Stevie J made, the producer and stuff.
That's the nigga that want to fight 50 now, because 50 was talking shit, right?
Yeah, and see, and my thing is, sir, you want to fight 50, but...
Of all people,
but didn't Jocelyn whip your ass somewhere? Like, what the hell? Like, how are you wanting to fight another grown man about his opinions?
On...
Why?
Diddy, of all people.
That
shit is crazy. Like... But
he's protecting him.
I wouldn't protect... Listen, I'm all about, you know, protecting brothers and sisters from law enforcement.
Yes.
But at a certain fucking point, nigga... We need to go ahead and just wave the white flag and see what happens.
Yes. Now, Ray, I gotta pull you in the conversation, man. What's your thoughts on this whole Diddy fiasco? What you think?
I don't know what to say. I'm basically just laughing at everything. Like, how could this go on? Like, is this true or what?
Yes.
I never thought this would be something like this.
Right.
My thing is, they're shooting too many shots at them for them not to hit something.
And that's where my concern came in. Because initially, whenever I hear something about anybody, I'm always like, well, there's side A, side B, and then there's the truth. So we really don't know, but too many people firing shots. So that's why I'm like,
because
everybody ain't lying.
Right. Again, I'm all for, like, siding with brothers and sisters over law enforcement, but like the Cosby thing. Like, the first time I was like, okay, it's he say, she say. Second one is like, okay, so the second one typically probably came out because the first one came out. Let me jump on this gravy train. They were number three hits, and then four and five. I'm like, all right, William.
I agree. I'm not even gonna lie. Now, that one was a hard one for me with Cosby because...
That's what they said when they left Diddy's house.
You know
what? Allegedly.
You know what? I'm not... Whatever. Anyway, moving along. When the whole thing happened with Cosby, when that story broke, I'm not even going to lie. For me, that was pretty doggone traumatic because I'm a big ass Cosby
fan. Yeah. Fan. Everybody was, yeah.
You know, he was America's favorite dad. And he was like that, you know, aside from James Evans, because I felt like James Evans was the initial black dad.
If you ask me, it's just TV fathers in general.
Mm-hmm.
Big three is Cosby, James Evans, Al Bundy.
That's Al Bundy? Really?
Al Bundy.
I'm talking about in general sense. I said general, TV dad in general.
Because I'm thinking Uncle Phil and Carl.
Well, Uncle Phil's dope, but Uncle Phil's an outlier. Because not everybody's wealthy. Even with white people, like, not everybody's wealthy. So Uncle Phil has to, like, Uncle Phil, I won't say he had it on easy mode, but it was like, I think his fatherhood was kind of uncommon.
I understand.
Well, like, man. Those three, like, every man's, though. I mean, because even with Heathcliff, even with he being a doctor,
yeah,
like, you still saw his kids was around, like, his kids was around people in the streets.
Yes.
You know, big fun with the ratchet and all that. But
you will not bring up the big fun.
But
in the
a general sense, I think the top three DB dads are James Evans, Dr. Huxtable, and Al Bundy.
Al Bundy. But that's hilarious. I was binge watching Married with Children. I was crying laughing. Oh my God.
That's the shit.
Good stuff.
But, yeah, it blindsided. If he wasn't in the comedy world, it blindsided you. Because I still remember when Hannibal Buress started it off. When he started off talking about it, and I thought it was like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? Because you know Hannibal Buress is like one of those comedians. Like, you didn't really. He was like, how can I say it? I mean, you've seen him and stuff, but you didn't really see a lot of his stand up.
Gotcha.
At that point. So I was like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? And then you start hearing, like, other shit other comedians said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go back, you see that shit D.L. Hughley said in
the
argument.
Oh, my gosh.
D.L.
Hughley, definitely.
And then it's like, okay, these niggas know something we don't then, apparently.
Yeah.
And then when it started to come out, but again, all of that, the D.L. Hughley thing came out after the accusation started to come out.
Correct.
So it was like, it blindsided you. We ain't from that world, specifically comedians. So that was, the really shocking thing about Cosby.
Yeah.
R. Kelly shit, it was like, about time. This thing has been a minute for years now.
Yes. But I think because he had us stepping in the name of love. I think that's what kept, funny, season past.
Funny enough, it was some Gotham City shit. It was like, y'all finally locking this nigga up?
Yep.
This nigga running around fucking people up like for years in the city, and y'all finally locking him up?
Yeah.
But yeah, Diddy, like, you always heard the rumors about him being, like, you know, gay and all that. And
I heard that, like, I don't think I really started paying attention to it.
It was, yeah.
I heard it a few more times. Because I heard it, initially, he was a little sassy. Metrosexual. When that term came out, I remember him being one of the people that they was like.
And when people explain metrosexual just means that a nigga he take care of his body. Yes.
But what about when they started getting manis and pedis, though?
Okay, that's a little different, yeah. I'm not
And when they started getting, when they would get their manis and pedis, and when they would get them manis, they would get color.
Manicure makes sense if you're a pimp.
Gotcha.
That makes sense because...
Well, that does make sense now, don't it?
Well, that's true enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, real shit. But, I mean, manicures make sense because it's one of those things like... As I understand it, pimp actually adopts a lot of those qualities, like... Outwardly, because it showed like the whole that hey, you can get this too. You can get your manicures, you can get your long weaves and all that shit.
Yeah,
that's how I understand how the pimp game worked. But like this regular ass dude just getting mani pedis, man. I'm like, I'm gonna talk about you.
See, but listen, like, I would have to say now when it comes to pedicures, I would just like to for the women delegation, I would like to make it clear we do like when y'all get y'all feet did because we don't like when y'all feet to be slicing up our sheets and whatnot. We don't like that.
Trim your nails and don't wear tight shoes, nigga. Damn.
Some don't know how to do that. Y'all be having rusty ass, dusty ass feet and then getting mad. But I mean, you can't be doing that. You know, we appreciate it. We do. We like when y'all get pedicures.
Fuck it, I'm not getting no damn pedicure, so...
I can't do that.
Why not?
No.
Why? Just tell me why.
It's just not for a man to do.
Why? What's wrong? Why shouldn't a man have nice, soft feet, though? Why gotta be... I know you're... Okay,
Say that sentence again.
Nice, soft feet.
What's there we go. Like, answer the question right there.
No, it doesn't, because... Come on, now. I mean, you don't take that, like, as a hygienic thing?
How can I kick ass with soft feet?
You can still do it. Like, it's possible.
He kicked my ass, man, but I didn't feel anything.
No, don't be like that. Don't be like that.
Like, okay.
See, well, do y'all at least, do men take baths or only showers? Do y'all like baths or y'all only like showers?
I take a shower.
No, I don't get time for no damn bath.
What about when it comes to grooming and stuff? Y'all don't like getting facials and getting your face all buttery?
I wash my face, but that's about it.
Y'all don't moisturize?
I moisturize, yeah, but that's just being black.
But I'm saying, though, like, so y'all don't like taking the extra step? Like, do you like getting the stuff done on your beard? Like, when you get the steam thing on your beard, do you like that?
I'm glad you said steam, but head over to No Diddy again.
But I'm saying.
No, like, if I'm going to the barber, and they doing like the hot towel
yes.
shit.
Yes. So you should be like that, okay.
Yeah, but that's just barber stuff.
That's just
stuff.
Barber, though.
Yeah, that's not like me getting like no spa treatment or no shit like that.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So I said I wouldn't go jumping these. But this is crazy. Day.
What's crazy?
What's crazy? I don't understand how we have two grown men up in this bitch that don't take care of their feet.
I just said I don't take care of my feet, nigga.
And then talk about...
I said I trim my nails and I don't wear tight shoes.
Talk about it's unhuman to take a bath.
I didn't say that. I said I don't have time to take a goddamn bath.
Everybody got time to take a bath. You got time to shower. Yeah.
I wash. I take
you got
to
let that water get in your pores. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I take a shower. I take a really thorough shower.
There's no thorough shower that's better than a bath.
But okay.
A bath and a quick shower. The bath and the bathing gets
first of all, I'm not,
the water gets into your pores.
Man. It do.
And then it gets it out. Mm-hmm. And then you get up and then rinse off, and take a shower, whatever like that. Yes. It don't matter. Like but you need that water to get up in your pores.
I feel like this is
and every motherfucking manly man that I know pedicures. Yeah. Like the manly man. If you gotta kick ass, guess what you got to do? You got to go take care of your feet. If you play basketball for a living, guess what you got to do? Take care of your feet.
I feel like this is
you
how...
You play any sport for a living, you have to take care of your feet.
I feel like this is how Diddy talked them niggas into
you know
it.
No.
Come on.
Diddy had manicures and pedicures so they get sucked on and shit like that. Like, just to take care of your feet is to take care of your feet.
I wasn't going to go there, but it's Diddy true. We don't... Yeah. I mean...
Allegedly, he was getting it. I got to say allegedly, because I ain't trying to get him to come shoot me in the asshole.
I
nigga blew up cars and shit. So,
well, with what? I heard sucked on. What's all right,
I gotta get
now?
Back off this cast.
That's not funny. I just wait. We'll run it back. I heard him say sucked on, like as I was trying not to hear him. At a certain point, I tune that shit out. Like I'm not getting a fucking pedicure.
Oh my gosh! No, but I'm saying
you're getting a pedicure right next to Diddy.
No, you silly. No, but. Yeah, so I know that there are men out there that like getting their toes sucked on. Now those men I know.
Oh, so dudes getting their toes sucked on?
Some dudes, yeah, some dudes like that.
If I like sucking on toes, not getting my toes sucked on.
I mean, I personally know one that.
I'm just not in the feet.
Yeah.
I'm not a foot guy.
And you know, and I understand it because not all are.
Now if she like if that's her thing, like you know what, I'll because I'm gonna ask you to suck on something you probably don't want to suck on right now. So I mean, what's good for the goose, but
she.
But if,
got that ready whip, let's go.
If she gave me the choice, like if she gave me an out on sucking her feet, I'm gonna take that out. Like,
and that's okay.
Let's figure something else out.
It's not for everyone. So, in your estimation, how do you think this thing with Diddy is gonna play out? Like, what's your thoughts? Because it ain't looking too good for home team.
If they don't get him now, they're gonna get him some. They're gonna get him. I think it's like R. Kelly. If they don't get him now, they're gonna get him later.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
They're going to get him later because I don't think the amount of shit that he's being accused of, it comes off as a personality trait, which means he ain't going to be able to stop that for very long. Even if he stops it now, if he cools out now, it's like R. Kelly is going to come back.
Yes, and I was getting ready to ask you that.
That's just who you are.
Right, you got to be who you are. And
allegedly.
Allegedly, correct. But it always allegedly bubbles back up to the surface, don't it? It doesn't really matter how deep you try to push that thing down. It's going to keep coming back up.
Like those dudes' heads, did he be pushing them
I
down?
Cannot,
allegedly.
I cannot, I will not.
Like just further down, nigga, shit.
Yeah.
But to find out other shit too, like he was apparently allegedly selling, like, he was hustling still, like selling drugs.
Yeah, and I remember seeing something about that.
I was like, that don't make no sense either because, like, you got the kind of money where you don't really need to work. Like, the money itself makes you rich. The money itself is going to make you more rich as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. That confused me. Like, he had, like, those female artists and shit, like, being sex workers.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, you rap. What the fuck? Like, Hot Girl Summer was a hit single. Like, what the fuck are you sex working for?
Right. Right.
Like, that's what, like, the situation. Again, the Cosby shit was surprising.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
R. Kelly shit was just inevitable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This shit here is confusing. Like, if they just said he was just sexually assaulting everybody, apparently, I'd have been like, okay, word, that's nigga's a freak. And he's, you know, a nigga felt unstoppable, apparently.
But I have another question. I have another angle about that. With Diddy, what about his affiliation with being a Crip? Like, as far as gang culture, goes, I thought, hold on, because I got a question. This me.
That's how, so he became a Crip?
Listen, I'm asking questions. I'm learning. This is a learning curve for me, okay? Now, first of all, when you talk about gang culture, in my mind, I automatically think, you know, the nigga thug, you know, he's showing, he's shooting people. He's doing that kind of stuff. But we're starting to find that homo thug culture, where you got a lot of men that are sleeping.
Thugnificent. No, man. That's not thug. Gangstalicious.
You know what?
I want that thug in love.
Yeah, I'm trying. I want to understand. I want to understand. So, like,
Gangstalicious, my rhymes too vicious. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, I want you to help me to understand, because
I don't understand that shit at all. Wait, no, man, I ain't nothing nigga to ask. Like, not at all.
I mean, and I know that you wouldn't necessarily, of course you wouldn't understand that, because that's not what you do. But there seems like there, here lately, we're, you know, seeing that there are a lot of men that you know, are either living that DL life, and or that's just really who they are. These are gay men portraying themselves
as. I mean, it's 2024.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not in that community, so maybe it's something going on that I don't understand. But I, from my perspective, that community doesn't have the stigma that it once had. Mm. Like, being on the down low, that made sense in, like, in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Gotcha.
Maybe
gotcha.
Even the 2000s and 2010s, but now it's like, I mean, it doesn't really, it seems like, I'm confused why they ain't opening out, like, with it no more. Mm. Like, maybe, like, in Diddy's case, can we think about it, even from a musical, from a cultural standpoint, he's not even what he once was.
Gotcha.
So it's like, I mean, no one, I can't even tell you who's on Bad Boy right now.
Right. Does that label even technically
exist? I think it still exists. Honestly, I don't know who's a Bad Boy artist right anymore.
Yeah,
I think the last one I remember was French Montana, I think, was a Bad Boy artist.
It's been that long?
Yeah, that's the last time I heard somebody specifically being on Bad Boy.
Okay.
It's like, it's not like he has to keep up appearances anymore.
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, yeah, in the heat of the Bad Boy Death Row thing, like, if even, let's say I knew, I was on the label, and I knew he was, like, you know, from that community, I'd have told him, nigga, you need to shut the fuck up, because we can't be losing face right now with them niggas over there, you know, fucking with us.
Right.
No, in the face of Suge Knight and all them niggas, like, every 5 minutes, Tupac cursing us the fuck out. Like, at this point, you know, we need a united front here, but like, but even then, that's more just being practical of the situation. Like, I'm at war right now. This shit here is like, bro, no one really checks for you like that.
Not like that.
I mean, nigga, just go ahead and own revolt and do your thing with them dudes, man. Like, ain't nobody gonna bother you.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. But at the same time, he is an older man. I mean, he is Gen X, so maybe his mind is like, I gotta keep that shit hidden. I don't get it.
I mean, you know, I can't stay hidden but for so long, because it's just, it's too, it's being like you, like,
you know what? Yeah, and I think about it
too much now.
And I think about that's probably what it is. He's from a different, he's from Gen X.
Gotcha. You know,
he's Gen X. That's what it is. That's why he was so, probably hiding it so long.
Do you think that the reason they started speaking up now, because you know, for a lot of the people that have, I guess, had prior dealings with him, do you think that it turned into a Me Too thing once Cassie came out and said what happened to her? Is that what kind of, you know, sparked everyone else? And they're like, yeah, Me Too, nigga. Yeah, you know what you did to me. You're like, do you think that that's what it was?
I think Cassie came out because I think there was some law that changed in New York.
That is right.
Well, like, there was like a window where you can actually go ahead and put your claims in. That's and once she did it, then the floodgates open. All it takes is one.
All it takes is one, absolutely.
Because it was like, you know, there's that unspoken agreement to shut the fuck up. Once somebody talks, then that agreement's broken. Everybody can just come out.
Gotcha.
I mean.
And then I guess, well, for me, you know, just kind of watching this thing play out and seeing, you know, Cassie come out, and then I think there was a few other women, but I ain't gonna lie, when them men started speaking up,
I was like,
I guess they really did get tired of taking that. I mean, like, ain't for real. I mean, I feel like that's what happened, you know? I guess them boys were like, yeah, we ain't doing this no more.
Take that.
You know?
Against your will.
Allegedly. Right. Correct.
I mean, it's crazy. Like,
yeah, it is. Because
you don't want to get into, you don't want to get into victim blaming.
Right.
Because at a certain time, like, niggas say no.
Right.
I mean, what is this? Is your career worth it? Like, what is your...
Right.
How do you see... Because it gets to a lot of different things, like masculinity, how that's viewed, principles. Because, like I said, like, I get up there, I'm in the studio, I'm writing rhymes and all that shit. And, you know, allegedly, he comes up and says, hey, you know, I'd like some ass, please.
And yeah, how does that work? They're in between breaks. He just says, hey, you got to
make it. No, but I think actually it alludes to what I said earlier. Mm-hmm. Like when I was like, it sounds like this is how Diddy gas up the niggas into it.
Gotcha.
I think that's what it is. You probably. Gotcha. One thing I know about predatory people, mm-hmm. is they know who to look for.
Wow.
Because I go back to the Booty Warrior.
Yeah.
No, I'm being real here.
I didn't mean to giggle because it's not funny.
Fleece Johnson, excuse the booty warrior.
Right, it was the one.
And people don't really get it because everybody was always like, and he was like, you know, when I see one, he looks good to me.
Wow, wow, wow.
And people were talking about, that nigga wouldn't have done that shit to me. He would have done that shit to me. I was like, of course not. But,
right.
Because he's telling you and saying that mm-hmm. he knows who he's looking for. When I see one and he looks good to me.
Gotcha.
You got to take into totality what he's saying. Gotcha. He's looking at a dude who's probably not going to fight back.
Right.
That's why he can walk up to him and just actually just lay that shit out for him like that. Because any dude that's going to fight back is going to steal off on him the second he opens his mouth about that shit.
Right.
So that's how that works. You know somebody who's probably willing to, you know, accept this shit.
Gotcha.
Then you start working them towards it. That's how predatory people work.
And with that, when we look at the whole situation with Diddy, did he do it? Did he damn? Did he why? We look at that. What about what ended up happening over at Nickelodeon? When all those kids.
That shit. I'm catching up on that shit now.
Tell me that ain't heartbreaking, man.
That'll catch up on that shit
that
now.
That is hard because Amanda Bynes, Ben said something. Who was the other one? It was Amanda Bynes and it was another one of the
I can't remember from Nickelodeon.
And so now with Diddy. Diddy used to party with these people, get them, you know, some of them. Because I don't even think it took all of that. Because, you know, they said liquid courage, get you to do stuff. Yeah. You know, you under their influence, get you to do stuff. I don't think that was always the case. Mind you, because you got some people, that's just what they like. Yeah. You know?
I think it's three situations. You got some people who going to use what they got to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You got some people who just need to be talked into it.
Gotcha. Correct.
And you got some people who just ain't into it, so they got to get strong-armed.
Correct. But exactly. And strong-armed right there with these kids. Yeah. These kids
like
stars.
Oh boy, Drake.
Drake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drake Bell. Okay.
Yeah, like yes. like that shit there, man. And first, shout out to black mothers.
Yes.
Because the only mother on that shit, I'm only up to the Drake Bell episode.
Right.
The right. only mother that seemed to be solid with the black lady. With yes. the black mother.
That's what it seems like.
Because, like, bitch, if a dude is sending your daughter nudes, it's a pro tip for life, everybody. If a dude is sending your fucking preteen daughter nudes, yes, you call the goddamn cops.
Yes, absolutely.
Yo, 911, hey, just get over here. The nigga I'm choking the fuck out of is the nigga you need to lock up. I'll explain later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, all in all, it is a sad situation. I mean, I get having your vices and liking what you like, but there is definitely a way to go about doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and if you're talented, you're talented.
Yes, correct.
Like, I mean, you look at a lot of 50 Cent bounced back from his setbacks.
Yes,
absolutely. I mean, Tupac bounced back from his setbacks. I mean, somebody had to get him out of jail.
Right.
But you think about it, like, once he got out of jail, like, he was a hot rapper before that.
Right.
It got even hotter after that.
Right.
I mean, you don't. If you're willing to do that shit, fine.
Right.
But if you ain't willing to do it, I mean, don't.
Correct.
Don't
Correct.
Talk you into that shit.
Correct. Right, so it's time to go pay some bills, and we're going to be right back.
I want to also reiterate, I've never met Diddy.
Me
never
neither.
I've never been in the room with him.
Me neither.
Yes, this is Ray Wedding Services. You can follow me on Facebook at Ray Photography.
All right. Tez, man, where can we find you?
Manson Moves to the 7th on Twitter and Instagram, and I think Threads, and the Tez Man on Twitch.
All right, that's what's up. And I am your girl, K-Love. You can find me on Facebook at Christy Baxter McLaurin, as well as on IG, and that is going to be Miss Christy Love 511. Thank y'all for listening.